Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast may seem like an impossible transmission from a magical dimension, but I assure you it is just the opposite. Human actors in Chicago lobbing half-formed ideas at one another to avoid moving to one of the coasts. And the entire venture is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity, as it will be until the end of time. Just us and Cards Against Humanity slouching towards oblivion. As you'll recall, last week left us with a scenario that should really allow our voice actors to stretch. Yes, get those expectations nice and high. I'm sure, like the current season of Walking Dead, this is really going to deliver. Bon appetit!
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, buckle in. This is all the things that you need to know. About a year and 9 months ago, I think, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, at this very table in the town of Hogsface.
This very table?
At this very table in the town of Hogsface in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, but it's weird this. It's been a weird week. A magic turkey swapped Usador and Chunt's souls. So I'm joined...
What's weird about that?
I'm joined by Chunt, but Chunt, your soul is in Usador's body. It's just weird. You sound...
Bing bong, yeah, baby.
You just don't seem
walking
like
walking like a wizard this week.
What?
Walking like a wizard. Yeah, you never heard that song?
I've never heard that
song. That's a very popular Foonish song, you know. Walking like a wizard. Walking down the street. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. Wow.
It just repeats that. I'd probably like 400 times.
Wow, 400 times. And I'm also, I don't want to talk about that anymore. I'm also.
Fuck you too.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, champion of the great halls of Tarakus. The elves know me as Fang Yelik.
Fang Yelik.
The dwarf... Arnold?
It's Arnie.
We talked about this.
That's true.
Where was I? The dwarves know me as Zonin Hungstanges and their other names, secret names that you may not know yet. Like those with crutches know me as Teeny Tim.
Teeny Tim?
Mm-hmm.
Usador, it's so weird to see you in a badger's body.
Yes, I feel very feral.
Very feral?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And...
Is that it? You're just going to repeat what I said and move on?
Yeah.
You're not going to go tit for tat and engage me?
That's what I do. Blah. Anyway.
Can I tell you how to play tit for tat?
No. Oh, John, how is the game tit for tat work?
It's really fun. You let me touch your tits.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then
careful,
I say,
he may just repeat what you say and move on.
Very true. I get to touch your tits, and then I say, tat's it.
So you're going to touch my tits and say, tat's it. Okay,
tit
anyway.
Chunt, you scamp.
I never
realized how much Chunt uses repetition with bing bong and Chunt's up with that. And again, I am Usador, wizard of the...
Please finish.
No, I... Lo, I have gone on too long, and this podcast, bro, must continue.
You've gone on too long?
Or we might
that's
fail
a first.
To get going on my quest. Bro. Well, let's play another round of tit for tat.
All right, here I go. Yeah.
Okay, whoa, okay.
That's it.
Guys, I wish, look, I just...
Tats all, folks.
Look, Usador or Chun, either of you, I'm so confused as to which one is which.
Oh, but if you look us in the eye, there dost lie the soul, for eyes are the windows, some say, into the soul. So all thou must do is lookst in our peepers.
Mm-hmm, lookst. All right, I lookst into your peepers.
Jeepers, what do you see?
No, there was almost a Chuntian
yes, I think
pun.
Being in this badger body has rubbed off. There is some residue of Chunt's behavior and psyche.
Wow. And Chunt, do you feel, like, different from being inside a wizard body?
I didn't think I really wanted to be up this high. Because sure. I thought it would just take up too much room and it'd be hard to, like, get my body into places. But now that I'm kind of walking around in it, I'm feeling like... I could get into this. Like, maybe I should be a bear again or something else.
It's true. You have been a badger for a long time. Is it interesting to be in a wizard body for a little bit?
Yeah, it's a little bit, like, looser and, like, you know, you're so compact as a badger.
Yeah.
You're so compact.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm not compact. Now I'm like a standard upsized vessel of person, you know.
Sure.
An SUV of a person, I suppose you could say.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I do miss my SUV, for when I do walkest in my body, people get out of the way, they switch lanes in the road, and I'm always safe.
I can see everything from up here.
Have you guys, like, how has your week been as each other? Like, have you, like, solved each other's problems? I feel like when people switch bodies, they should just go out and make more problems for each other, but then solve each other's problems.
I've mostly been masturbating.
Mm. Same here.
All right.
Viciously, yeah. Viciously.
Hey, yeah. Take it easy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep, same here. You know what we haven't done in a long time? We haven't gotten a message from the Resonance Stone. I think we got so distracted by the Pandanomicon Stone, we forgot we had the Resonance Stone.
Oh, no. But Arnie, I do have those stones here. Let's put them on the table and see what tales they tell.
The Resonance Stone seems to be glowing a lot more than it usually does.
Here, I'll touch it with my wizard body, and then you can say the magical words that make it come to life.
Mm-hmm. Put your hand there, and...
Mm-hmm.
In Lockwood, Lockwood,
Yowa!
Is this thing on? Is this recording? Hello? Is the stone working?
You say that every single time.
I'm never sure.
You pick up the stone, you ask if it's like, is this thing on?
Just testing my levels.
It's glowing. It means it's working.
Okay. All right. It's right. You're right, Crom. Thank you. This is Fortnite the Second on our journey to find Activia. We're checking in again. Hopefully back at the tavern is in one piece and everything's going well and the candied beets are selling. We've experienced a lot thus far. I feel like we're on the trail of the Falsetto Marauders.
Absolutely. I just want to thank you guys for indulging me on the little side quest of mine that I wanted to visit that roadside attraction.
I was skeptical.
I think we all appreciated that really was the world's longest rope.
It's true. Crom, I have to hand it to you. It was a very long rope.
I mean, I knew it was going to be long. It is world's longest, but...
Well, you insisted on walking the length of it.
That was the part that was killing me. It was not that we had to go see it. It was that, like, you had to verify it on your own.
Well, you can't appreciate how long the rope is unless you've walked it end to end.
Well, you kept losing track of your paces. That was the biggest problem.
I started trying to kill myself with that rope, but it was too big.
But, we each got a Frosty.
Yeah, so we all came away with something.
I was happy about that because I feel like we haven't been stopping for enough snacks.
Well, I just feel like we need to keep a pace with the Marauders. And if we stop too long, then...
Okay, Dad.
I'm just saying, if you have to use the bathroom, say something when we're at the world's longest rope, not when we're 5 miles away from
That's not for me because I'm going all the time.
Oh, so that's clearly directed at me then.
Crom, did you put on that sun lotion I gave you?
It stings my eyes.
Well, you look very red.
Well, I don't want to wear it, okay?
You have sensitive skin, Crom. We learned that in week one.
Don't put the lotion on me. Do not put that lotion on me.
Just come here.
do not. You're testing.
This is for you, Crom.
You're testing me.
Crom, you're going to burn, and then we're going to have to sit out another day.
Did anybody notice I left for a little while?
Where'd you go?
I just took a walk. I didn't want to be here for the lotion fight.
Really sounds like they're making some great progress there. Really clipping right along.
Yeah, we haven't checked in a long time, and I guess that's all they've been up to is...
That's all they've been up to? They saw the world's longest rope!
Wow, Usador.
Yes, and I do know the wizard who didst thou make that rope.
Who is the wizard that did thou make
well,
that
his
rope?
Name was Roltide.
Roltide?
Yes, he was the clear wizard. You see, in the 80s, they thought it'd be cool to make clear wizards. But no, it was not cool. And eventually he went into hiding.
Bro. So there's a hidden clear wizard.
That's what I said. There's a clear wizard. Was that not clear?
Crystal.
No, chunt, you adorable scamp. Let me pet you. I'll pet myself.
Ooh.
Oh.
I've noticed since you guys switched souls, you're extra amused by each other.
Well, I didn't notice.
Wow, yeah.
Well, it's a way to, like, reconnect with somebody is just, you know, now granted it happened unexpectedly, but, you know, you sort of have to take it as the gift that it is.
Yes, the gift that it is. And if we tickle each other, let's hope that others are tickled as well.
Hey, Usador, I just noticed the resonant stone is still glowing.
Ooh. Do you know what frosties are? I'll tell you later.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Did you guys hear that? I swear to God, I heard singing. I heard singing and then a dog and then the dog was singing and then they were harmonizing.
The dog and the
I don't know exactly what I heard. I'm just saying I'm kind of freaked out. And I know that there was danger that we were going to have to come across. But I'm just saying right now that I'm a little bit scared. I'm a little freaked out. I'm a little tense.
Flower, are you sure you heard this?
Yes, I heard singing, a dog, the dog harmonizing. These are all the things that
you've,
I heard.
You've woken us up. Every night.
It's not
of
a
this
dream.
Quest.
It's not a dream. I heard singing and I want someone to do something about it.
Every night it's a different animal harmonizing.
We're in a different place. There's different animals wherever we go. I don't know what animal we're going to come across next, and I don't know what harmonies they're capable of doing. It's
the
not my fault.
Flower heard correctly. Welcome to Glorian Falls.
Dog and dog owner.
How did you know my dog's name and my name? My name is Dagoner, and this is my dog. As I said, welcome to Glorian Falls. Many a visitor comes upon this, but if you want to touch the falls, as I did here when I was spying, you must make a sacrifice.
Oh.
7 pounds of flesh.
What? Why did you both look at me when he said sacrifice?
No reason, man.
You must have the most flesh. Therefore, ooh, my dog smells it on you.
What are the benefits of touching the waterfall? Why would we trade?
You will be restored with 3 weeks of life.
Added to the end of our life?
Added to the end, or you can get it back now.
Can we pick any 3 weeks?
Are you adding 3 more weeks of life, or you're taking 3 weeks from the past and inserting it?
I never thought about that.
Are we reliving 3 weeks?
Well, if you can either have 3 weeks tacked on at the end, you can relive 3 weeks, or you can have 3 weeks lived and then pop back into this moment right now.
This doesn't seem worth it. None of it seems like it's worth it.
Guys, can we just talk for a second? Huddle up.
Shh.
I really miss my family. Like, it's been a long time since I've seen my wife and my daughter.
So I'm just scared that if you go towards that waterfall, you're just going to disappear for 3 weeks. Or what? Like, what if we all take it?
Hang out here.
I'm not going to hang out here.
Beneath the falls.
What's the point?
Yeah, are you sure that this is what you want to do?
I'm not sure, Crom, but I'm starting to doubt this quest, all right? I'm starting to doubt. I don't know if we're ever going to find Activia.
Is that the whole point of this quest, though, Otak?
Yeah, I didn't think we were ever going to find her.
Did I hear someone mention the name Activia?
Yes, that's right, Dagoner.
Do you happen to have a piece of her clothing? Perhaps something with her scent on it?
Well, I do, actually.
Wave it in front of my dog.
I have this do-rag that she would wear when she played sports.
Oh, good. I don't need the whole fucking backstory. Just put it in front of my dog's nose. There, he's pointed the way. Right into the falls.
Can I make a request?
Wait,
I want to hear that singing that I heard at the beginning. It was really kind of beautiful. Can I hear a little bit more?
No, you may not. Okay. Unless you make a sacrifice. 1 pound of flesh.
Oh, all right.
Okay, that seems worth it.
Okay, where's it coming from?
Take it from me.
From here, let me put some lotion on that.
Oh, Dagona.
My dog has bitten one of your breasts.
Dagona, have you got him in the falls yet?
No, not yet. Where? I'm working.
Come on, get him in the falls. Where?
I'm working.
Who's that guy up in
that
tree?
That is my brother, Katona. Pay no mind to him.
Oh, keep that cat away from me. The dog already bit my nipple off.
Hey, guys, you should get in the falls.
Yes, come to the falls. Touch the falls. Glory in falls.
Get in the falls. Get all wet.
Get all wet. Nasty in those falls.
Residence thrown off.
Oh, that was terrible.
Oh, man.
Those brothers were terrible.
I don't want to know how that resolves.
I thought that dog had a nice voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's unique.
I guess as a shapeshifter, you have more insight into, like...
Yeah, and I have much better hearing than you as a human.
That's true. But why are there so many resonance stone messages? Don't they just come in real time?
Bro, let me check these. Well, there's the problem. They've been backlogged. We haven't been checking them.
Oh, no. So
there's a flashing 4 on there. That's how you know how many there are.
Yes.
There are 4?
4 messages, and we have heard 2 thus far. Here, let's play a 3rd.
All right, guys, I think we need to check in, kind of take stock of how we're doing on supplies.
Well, we're low.
Yeah, I know we're low. We're checking in.
All right, open your satchel.
Do you have to do this right at the counter?
Look, we
figure out what supplies you want and then come up to the counter, and then I'll help you get the supplies that you need if you have the money.
We got in line because we thought we'd be able to figure it out by the time we got to the front.
We don't have to shop here, okay? We don't have to give you
Yeah, but there are other people waiting in the line. This is rude. You're rude. You're rude.
Okay, now.
Okay, Flower.
Now,
Flower, let's
take it easy.
Now I
want to
go somewhere else, and I want to get something real nice, and then I want to come back here and show this bitch what's what.
Excuse me?
Pissed.
Excuse me?
Oh.
What did you just call me?
I called you a bitch.
That is not necessary, ma'am. I'm just trying to keep this line moving. You're not the only customers here. Just please step aside, figure out what supplies you need, and then get back in the supply line.
No, look, we know. We know what we want, all right?
Okay, what do you need?
I want you to fucking walk off
ocean. You and I can have another conversation. I'm helping this gentleman right now.
Jellyfish that are also sharks.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure that they're extinct, but if those things still existed, I would assume one of them was your mother.
Whoa, all right. Don't talk to Flower, our Flower, like that.
My mother was a beautiful woman.
Flower?
Throw me at him.
Is this what you want?
This is what I want.
David, grab your resonance stone. Record this. Do you see this? Record this.
Throw me at
him. Look, we're not a sideshow, sir.
I have this all on a resonance stone. There is no need for that.
This is the way people act now. Now the Dark Lord is taking over.
Now we want 3 pounds of bear jerky.
Can I just say, if someone's recording you with a resonance stone, you should probably take stock in yourself and realize that something's gone wrong. You know? Even if you feel in the right, if someone is holding up a resonance stone and recording you, you're probably in the wrong.
You know what? We got a resonance stone too. Okay? And our resonance stone is on as well.
You're going to record me recording you?
Keep engaging. I'm stealing a bunch of shit back.
And you're wearing
a
matching tunic with your partner. That's embarrassing.
This is my partner, David. My name is Michaels. Plural.
Okay. Well, we got that all on our resonance stone.
Boom. All right. Ma'am, can I have our bear jerky, please?
Of course. Here you go. That's going to be 9 rupees.
All right. Hold on. Do you have change for 50?
Yeah. Just give me the big ruby and I'll make the little rubies. There you go. See how easy that was? If you're just polite, we had a nice conversation, this gentleman and I.
I stole so much stuff from you.
Get out of here.
Run!
Usador, so there's one more message after this one?
Yes, but one more message.
Wow. we should probably take a break.
That's your job to say.
I wish someone would switch bodies with me for once. Hey, let's take a quick break, and then I'm very excited to find out what else is going on with Otak Barleyfoot, owner and proprietor of the Vermilion Minotaur, off to find his daughter, Activia, Flower, the talking flower, and Krom, the Fingarian, a giant warrior.
Are you having a stroke?
What's that?
Are you having a stroke? Are you okay?
They're always watching. They've designed a system to keep you down. Oh, hello, friends. It's time for a revolution. But don't overthrow the King of the Badgers. I'm doing a great job. Fight the power, all the other powers, and pave the way for a brighter tomorrow with December's Rebellious Crate, featuring exclusive items from Assassin's Creed, Mr. Robot, Mr. Robot, Firefly, and more, including an exclusive Funko Pop figure, our monthly t-shirt, and pin. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific, don't understand what that means, to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it, baby. It's over. And just for December, you can get 15% off. Just go to www.lootcrate.com/magic and use promo code GIFTING15. Bye-bye, bing bong. What's up with that?
And we're back with Usador and Chunt's body and Chunt and Usador's body.
Yes, no need to explain. Everyone recognizes what's going on.
I suppose so. I suppose, is this kind of like swapping common in Foon?
Yeah, there's a lot of times this happens. It's like usually on a Friday.
It gets freaky.
It's a freak out Friday.
Uh-huh. Or sometimes the citizens will do a wife swap.
Oh, a wife swap.
Mm-hmm. Where one person's wife will go live in the stead of another person's.
Oh, okay.
See how they live.
Oh, okay. That's a lot less magical.
Does everything need to be magical?
Ask the wizard.
I mean, not everything has to be magical.
Yeah, right, Chunt?
Sometimes there's stuff's just normal.
Yeah,
you know?
Chunto knows.
Oh, I forgot there's one but low message left on the rocks. Let's hear it now.
Quick, get behind this bush. Krom, get down.
I am kneeling.
No, then squat.
What, do you want me to lay full down?
Is it still recording? Because maybe someone can hear it. Maybe they can come help us. Help.
That was them, wasn't it?
That was them. That was the Falsetto Marauders. Listen, we are going to have to leave the stone here, just in case they take us. And hopefully, a message will get back. But we need to face them.
What? But why do we have to leave the stone?
Because if they confiscate the stone, they might throw it into a lake.
But the messages are being sent. We could just keep the stone.
Okay. I can put it in my pocket.
It sounds like you're leaving a gravestone.
But it's glowing, and then they'll see it glowing in Krom's pocket.
Okay, we're fine.
Or we can take it, or we can take it. I don't care. Like, I'm stressed out.
I just think, one of us should go out there and see what they want.
All right, they're all around that campfire.
I'm terrified.
Okay, all right.
So I don't want to go.
All right.
You could throw me if you want.
No, that doesn't seem...
But I won't come back.
Right, that's true. Then one of us will have to retrieve you, so that's two. All right, I'll go. It should be me anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, you two.
We were both thinking it.
Remember the plan we talked about. If I'm taken, Flower, don't look at me like that.
I don't remember the plan. I'm too upset, and when I get upset, I don't remember anything.
Listen, Krom, if they take me, you pick up Flower and you run like hell.
I can't leave you.
Krom, I love you so much.
I knew we might find Activia, but I didn't plan on becoming close friends.
Listen, you two, I haven't been close to two living creatures like you since my family. And I thank you for this. It's been a mostly useless journey, but it's led us here.
Maybe we should all go. No, you're right. You just go. Look, we'll just be thinking about you. I'll hold you in my heart.
Oh, yeah. All right.
How about that?
Go, shit. Go. Why has nobody responded to our messages? These stones are useless.
All right, I'm going out. Bye, Krom. Goodbye, Flower.
Bye.
It is I.
Come towards the campfire so we can kill you.
I'm making my way. It is I, Otak Barleyfoot.
My God, Krom.
Get out of here.
Krom, we grabbed him.
All right, can we just talk about this?
Grumpy grabbed you.
What'd you say? Get out our swords? Get out our swords? I think he said, get on your swords.
What's wrong, Grumpy? They're bickering.
Yes, I will fall on my sword. Oh, Jeremy, no. Duck, where are you? You killed my father, Jeremy. Grab him. Revenge me. Get out your sword.
Crom, maybe we should just go. I feel like he's got this. He's got this handle.
We definitely can't help it. This
you
situation.
Get out.
Look, can we just talk?
All my swords are between my thighs. I'm going to have to take my pants off.
Put those swords away.
Here are my exposed swords.
Usador, Chun, Arnie.
Oh, Doc, whoever you are, you made my brother take his pants off.
If you can hear this, we need help.
Oh. We must go. We must get a band of warriors to go on a quest to save our friends.
It didn't seem really that bad.
Oh, did it not? It seemed quite dire.
And they grabbed Otak. They grabbed him, you know. They showed him some sores. Seems weird.
We should at least go take a look.
How long ago was that? When was that message from?
When was that message? Are these time-stamped?
This says from... it's about a month ago.
A month ago?
Ooh, go.
My bad.
You know what? I think Usador's right. I am down for a quest.
Yes, we'll form a quest with me, Usador, and my body.
Look, guys, you can't go on quests in each other's bodies. It's weird. You're not at your best.
I guess.
I don't feel 100%.
I mean, look, you're great. I'm just saying you're not at your best.
I am great. You're right.
You know, Arnie, it took you telling me I'm not good enough to realize that I'm not good enough.
Wait, hold on.
Maybe if we just looked each other in the windows to our souls.
Whoa, let's do that. I know a spell.
Wait, where are those? Where are the windows to the souls?
The eyes, Arnie, the eyes, as I mentioned. Chunt, low friend, look at me, you furry fuck.
Looks into his peepers.
Looks into my peepers, and I will conjure the spell. Switch him up!
There it is, all done.
Yeah,
baby.
Wait, are you guys back in each other's bodies? It's so hard to tell because your voices are exactly the same.
I know, it's impossible to tell.
Could you even tell?
At least for the listeners. I mean, you can tell because you can see that I'm speaking from my own body again.
Wow.
Yeah, that must have been wildly difficult for the audience to tell us apart.
I'm sure.
And I'm sure that I'll stay in this body forevermore.
Well, thanks to those magic words.
Mm-hmm.
Mix them up.
That's a good spell.
It is a good spell.
Hey, sometimes.
That's a great spell.
What language is that?
What?
What language is that? Mix them up.
Foonish. Basic Foonish.
Oh.
Whether we're speaking it right now.
Yeah.
There's a thing in Foon, Arnold, called Kiss. It's keep it simple, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also Kiss, which are the knights in Spintax's service.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. There's four guys who do Spintax's bidding.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You guys should just shut up and kiss.
Whoa! Flower!
Crom! Oh, you're here? We were just listening to the resonance stones and your tales of harrowing danger. How are you safe? Where is Otak?
Guys, we were just about to come and help you.
Oh, were you?
We were just, literally, we were just about to get out of these seats.
Oh, that's great.
And go and help
you. That's awesome. That's great.
I think we left the last message, a month ago?
At least a month ago. It took us that long to come back here.
Ooh, Crom, buddy, you got some sun. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I like the way I look.
Even when it's not the middle of summer, you can get windburn.
Nobody's noticed that he doesn't have a nipple anymore.
Oh!
Ooh, that got bit off by something.
I didn't want to say anything.
I'm having a lot of image issues right now, and so maybe we can just focus on something else besides the way I look.
Are you crouching or standing?
I'm crouching.
You are huge.
Yeah.
I always forget how big you are.
Flower, you look lovely.
Thank you. I held up pretty well.
Yeah.
Crom looks like he's been through something. You just pretty much look the same.
I think it was good for me to get out. Like, it was a good vacation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we don't know where Otak is.
What?
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
That's something.
So you guys just ran off when Otak was in danger?
Yeah, I mean, it was in a moment that we're like, he's got this.
Oh my gosh, Flower Crom, you must tell us. This is of the utmost importance.
Okay.
Was that guy saying, get out your swords?
Yes, was he saying, get out your swords or get on your swords?
We heard a guy in the Resident Stone say, get out your swords.
To me,
get
it
out
sounded your swords. To me, it clearly sounded like, get out your swords.
Seemed like there's a lot of confusion.
It was like a month ago.
Yeah.
So I gotta be honest, it's fair. Foggy. That's fair.
That's I fair. Thought it was gift out your swords. Like,
that doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, like gifts.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever happened to those weird perverts? I wanted to get you guys into that waterfall.
Oh, we all eventually got in it.
Maybe that's why the Resident Stone, it was 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks later?
Yeah, we tried to turn it off because we just didn't want our families to hear what was happening.
Oh.
Now waterfall.
That's reasonable.
You know.
We were about to read emails.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, you know what? I got an email here that says the subject line is fat kid sizes. You can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's real email address. It says, like for real, literally the best podcast going, and my good friend Rabu and I can't get a shirt to fit our fat asses. Not that I want to wear it on my ass, but I do like a comfortable fitting shirt on my torso. 3XL would be sweet, Arnie. Please make it happen. Please ask Chunt. Chunt's up with that. Chunt, Chunt's up with that.
Chunt.
And big ups to my main wizard, Usador. Great show, and never stop putting out content. It makes Monday so much better. Thanks again, and get on those fat kid-sized t-shirts. Yeah, I guess our t-shirts are on the Earwolf store. If they don't go up to 3XL, I think we also have shirts available at magictavern.annarbortees.com.
Or buy two and sew them together.
Or buy two and sew them together. But yeah, there are definitely fatter sizes out there if you just look around for them.
Big ups.
Big ups.
Big ups with that.
What does that mean?
That could be your new catchphrase.
It just means like giving ups, but
big ups,
but a bigger version.
You guys heard that we said we don't know where Otak is.
Right? I have an email here.
We were right in the middle of emails.
This is from Michelle Augie. Says, my dearest Magic Tavern hosts, I know you get a million requests for birthday shoutouts. Mine is a little different, however. I want to give a shout out to my amazing boyfriend, former Navy Chief Nuclear.
Either is
nuclear
the correct
engineer Kyle Hewlett, like Hewlett-Packard, Earth stuff, don't ask Arnie. Anyway, my boyfriend was on a submarine protecting our waters for 13 years. We grew up together. We had different lives. I love this man with all his heart, and I want to thank you all personally for helping to keep his spirits up during this difficult transition from military to civilian life.
Mm.
Oh, that's from Michelle Augie.
Wow, yeah.
Thank you, Michelle, and thank you to your boyfriend for his... his service. If only more men, women, and children would take up arms to defend us against the Dark Lord here in Foon.
Yes, nuclear arms. What's nuclear?
It's probably like that clear wizard.
Yeah, it's just like
that I mentioned from the 80s.
It's like a nuclear wizard.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, nuclear.
Otak might be murdered.
Oh, yes. We should probably do something about
that. I have one more email.
More email.
Hey.
Hold on.
Hey, Arnie, I'm not fully caught up on the podcast yet, but I've noticed that you are forgetting things a lot lately in these episodes.
Yes.
Do you think it might have to do with all the food and drink you are consuming there in Foon? In the old stories about the fairyland...
Don't forget age.
If you eat the food from their world, you'd be stuck there forever. And in The Last Unicorn, the longer the unicorn stayed a human, the more she forgot who she was and where she came from. I think that happened in Neverland, too. Do you think all the drinks you're getting at the Vermilion Minotaur might be affecting you in such a way? Maybe that's why you aren't so concerned about your family back home. You might be forgetting them. Just to be safe, you might want to ease up on the Rainbow Bowls for a bit to test it. Celia. Is there something like that? Like, should I be worried about, like, the longer I'm here? I mean, I do have to confess, like, that my memories of home are a little foggier.
Wow, sounds like Celia's breaking your heart with that information.
She's testing my...
Patience daily?
Patience daily.
You forgot,
really
you forgot that that's what she's doing.
If anybody has a moment.
Yeah, where's the
We ran out of wine on the road, and I had to make road wine.
Yeah.
Road wine?
Yeah.
What exactly is road wine?
No, but no, you're right. It's rude. Like, we should get drinks for these three.
Also, the answer to your question is you just were never that engaged to begin with.
Oh, that's probably true. So, yeah, let's get a drink for Crom, a drink for Flower, and a drink for Otak.
Just plant your roots behind a bar where people have been, like, pissing after they drink.
Oh.
And just soak it in.
That sounds awful. I'm very sorry.
Is that just so, like a it'll do in the pinch sort of thing, or has it got its own sort of charm?
It's just a column A, column B.
It's a hell of a pinch.
Well, guys, I'm happy you're back. I'm just happy that everybody's okay.
Everyone
Otak
is not okay.
Is not here.
Everyone is not okay.
Arnie, did you forget they just told us about Otak?
We finished emails. Now it's time to set out on our quest.
Which, what quest?
To save Otak.
Who's that?
Arnie switched brains.
With nobody.
Well, I think it's safe to say Sweeps Week is over. With Scott Adsit and Felicia Day long gone, we're left with one of those Star Trek episodes where Picard's at a conference and we get to spend an hour with Worf and his son. Usador the Lighter Blue was played by Adil Rafai, who clearly thinks of Matt as some sort of pontificating cookie monster. And Chunt the King of the Badgers was played by Matt Young, who clearly thinks Adil is stoned. Some things, once out in the open, can never be taken back. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Baer. Flower was played by Brooke Bright. And Crom the Fingarian was played by Mark Logsdon. And all of these people are on the new poster. But when it came time for yours truly, I guess Artie McInkfingers done run out of paint. Cool, 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 that's cool. As for Dagoner, or the assorted nameless yelling characters, let's just say they were played by the inability to let invited guests have some time to themselves. Well, Craig, that's it for the heavy lifting. Time for your impression of the waiter busboy we've never seen before showing up with the dessert menu.
I feel like that was directed at me. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland, a logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and hey, thanks to Earwolf. A little bit of housekeeping. There's not going to be an episode next week, but there will be a special bonus scene with a new song and a special announcement, so you're definitely going to want to check that out. Anyway, we have not ever missed a week. We take pride in that. Well, I do. Don't forget, we have a live show coming up, SF Sketchfest in San Francisco in January. You want to get your tickets now at sfsketchfest.com. Oh, and like they mentioned in the show, there are Magic Tavern shirts available at store.earwolf.com. All the highest quality stuff is there, but there's more size options and a couple other odds and ends at magictavern.annarbortees.com, so you can check both places. There's also shoes there. We never mention the shoes. I think that's it.
Very good. I'm off to the Outer Hull Library to learn which stage of creative desperation includes character swapping. I think it's 3.
Thank you for this lotion. It's helping my thighs a lot.
Please, use as much of it as you want. Is this thing on? Oh, Flower used to hate it when I said that. Listen, Flower, Crumb, I'm a prisoner by these two oafs with the sores.
I can finally touch my inner thighs again.
Listen, they're taking me somewhere. I'm leaving a trail of road wine. Please, if you get this message, follow it. Follow me. I heard them talking about a young maiden. I think they might be leading me towards Activia. One of them carved out my left eye. It hurts a lot, but I'm going to be okay, I think. Please, just come for me. I miss you. Remember the song I sang you to sleep, Crumb. And please wear your lotion.
I'm sorry I cut your eye out.
It's okay.
It was an accident.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, he won't come over here.
People make me nervous. Why did I fall on my sword?
Are you just going to leave that guy?
He fell on his sword. He's done.
Well, follow me. Everybody, let him out of there.
It sounds like we're all getting on a boat.
Is that what he said?
I think so. I think we're all getting on a boat.
I thought he said load off a bone.